Live from the Paragon 7 Studios, you are listening to the Lounge J Radio Network.
Paragon 7 Studios.
You're listening to the Lounge J Radio Network, featuring sports talk and entertainment excellence, now part of the Howard University Radio Network Sirius XM Channel 141 family. I am your host, the one and only, the indomitable, the incomparable, the GOAT, James Lewis III. It's always a pleasure to be with you broadcasting coast to coast, globally, and of course on Lounge J Plus, where we podcast every single segment of the show. So if you missed the show on HUR Voices, you can always find us on Apple, Spotify, Google, anywhere you find your podcast. My hot takes, interviews, the uncensored stuff that we can't air on the Sirius XM satellite platform. I was watching preseason football wrap up, and I have not talked a lot about football on this show over the summer. I've been embroiled in the whole Caitlin Clark versus Angel Reese stuff. That really got me. The WNBA got me. Gotcha. Got him. WNBA was all over this show. And I've been a supporter of the WNBA for a long time. But whatever strategy they had, and I can tell you, someone has been on ESPN, has been on NBC. All of these shows, I'm not going to name shows specifically because I don't want to get sued. But a lot of these shows, your favorite show, before they get in the booth, before they get in the studio, before they get their suits on, they have a meeting in the morning. And they say, hey, this is the hot topic. There are four people on the panel. Two of you need to take one side. Two of you need to take the other side. I know this personally because I was on ESPN radio. I know. You get the memo from your, Jim Rome used to call them a monkey, I think it's the general manager of the station. It says, hey, Mr. Lewis, we know that you have a show this afternoon. This is a major topic. We want to make sure that you toe the line with the station because we're taking this side of the topic. And that drives viewership. That drives listenership. That drives everything. And I've had the opportunity to see other great players in the WNBA that I would not have seen if I wasn't watching Angel Reese to see if she could get another double-double. And then go online, look at the comments. Caitlin Clark's not just a better player, but she's a better person because Angel Reese is ghetto and she wears long lashes and she wears weave. And that got me in, that got me drawn in. Cause I'm like, man, you're not gonna disrespect Sister Gal from B-more. I grew up in B-more as a little kid. You're not gonna disrespect someone for being who they are. So I got into that and been covering that all summer. So I haven't talked a lot about the NFL. I think the NFL is an interesting place. Patrick Mahomes is so much better than everybody else out there that he's lapping the field. It's like Jay-Z once said, I'm so far ahead of my time, I'm about to start another life. Look behind you, I'm about to pass you twice. Hove was a dog in his day. I like that Jay-Z. I'm all over the place to start the show. I like the Jay-Z. He's a multi-billionaire now, so he's just kind of bowed out. He's just like, yo, I'm gonna let my wife get all the shine. I'm hanging out with Warren Buffett and Elon Musk and the Prince of Saudi Arabia. I have more important things to do than spit 16 bars on a Jay Electronica one-off single at this point in my life. But anyway, I'm watching preseason football. And I'm watching the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I think the Pittsburgh Steelers are an interesting story for several reasons. You have Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, who are new quarterbacks in a new system in Pittsburgh, where I've lived. I lived in Pittsburgh for a couple of years. Not the best years of my life. Pittsburgh is real dreary. I lived in Seattle before living in Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh is actually more dreary and depressing than Seattle. That said, Pittsburgh is a nice city. It's got a lot of culture, not necessarily the best place for African-Americans to settle down, but Pittsburgh has a lot of culture. They have a lot of brilliant people. They have some great schools there. It's very territorial. It's interesting that Pittsburgh and Philly are in the same state because Philly feels more like New York and Baltimore and D.C. Pittsburgh is kind of an Appalachia. It's more of a rural. It's a different vibe. But beautiful architecture, beautiful bridges. Pittsburgh has a lot to offer if you're not bothered by the weather. I couldn't deal with the weather because in Seattle it rained all the time. But when I lived in Pittsburgh, it was dreary and 7 degrees. I could deal with dreary at 50 degrees. I can't deal with dreary and I have to wear a parka. And you have the snow. And they have the brilliant idea in Pittsburgh that you have 2-lane expressways. Because of the mountains there, you can't have 4, 5, 6-lane highways. A lot of the highways are 2 lanes or 3 lanes. So imagine trying to get downtown where I worked. Imagine trying to get downtown from about 25 miles away at 7 a.m. It was an absolute cluster. But that dynamic is interesting because the Steelers are a marquee franchise. Sixburg, they won rings. Their fan base is serious. They love Pittsburgh is a Steelers town. It's a Penguins town. Penguins are very successful. So their fans, they go hard. But then you have Mike Tomlin. And I think Mike Tomlin is an interesting character because Mike Tomlin has never had a losing season. And Mike Tomlin has won a Super Bowl. But for some reason, the media, and I don't want to name names, but a lot of national media individuals, definitely local media, they don't like Mike Tomlin. They think that he's incompetent. The fact that someone can be a Super Bowl champion and that same coach in 15 years or 14 years in the NFL has never had a losing season, but still can be labeled as incompetent says a lot about what America thinks about black leadership. Mike Tomlin not only is an excellent coach, he's great with the media. He's candid. He's real. You don't get coach speak from him. He's not out getting into trouble, having personal life problems. This isn't Deion Sanders. This isn't the circus, which I'm going to address later in the show. This isn't that. Mike Tomlin is a consummate professional, but you keep hearing, well, what's Mike Tomlin going to do to get off the schneid? They've had some bad season. What are you talking about? They were just in playoffs 2 of the last 3 years. And the year they missed the playoffs, they're 9-8. I agree. They're not what they used to be. But anyone who loses Ben Roethlisberger, who loses a Hall of Fame quarterback, there's going to be slippage. There's going to be shrinkage. In the immortal words of George Costanza, I didn't see Bill Belichick doing what Tomlin is doing when Brady left. And it's funny because Pittsburgh fans, they skewer Mike Tomlin for not being able to beat Belichick enough. And Belichick's a superior coach. He's smarter. He's better looking. He's a superior human being. But then when the Patriots lose Brady, Belichick, the Patriots go to being the worst team in the NFL. They literally have the worst roster, them and the Carolina Panthers. Worst rosters in the entire bleeping NFL. Mike Tomlin's still making the playoffs with terrible quarterbacks. No talent. Basically out there on defense alone. Basically, the most likely person to score a touchdown on your team is Minkah Fitzpatrick. And Tomlin's out there with a rotation of scrubs. They whiffed on Kenny Pickett. So you have that dynamic where you have these two quarterbacks, Wilson and Fields, and then you have an embattled coach. I don't think that any of those three are going to be with Pittsburgh next year. I think it's going to be a very difficult emotional season. I think they'll do what they do. Mike Tomlin will find a way to make that team 9-8. Maybe they really tank and this is his first season. Maybe they go 8-9. But what I wanted to talk about, I'm watching Russell Wilson in the preseason games, and I don't want to say that Russell Wilson is washed, but Russell Wilson is washed. I've seen great players over the years. You have a moment. I think everyone has a moment where you're like, man, this guy isn't the same guy. And I don't think that Russell Wilson is going to – he's not going to become a bum. He's still smart enough and intellectual enough, and he's seen the NFL. He knows how to read defenses and coverages. But he's checked out Charlie at this point. Russell Wilson can't throw the ball 30 yards downfield. And Peyton Manning, that happened to him at the end. Never happened to Brady, but it's happened to all of the greats. It happened to Matt Ryan. I don't know if Matt Ryan's great, but it happened to Matt Ryan in Indianapolis. He couldn't throw the ball more than 5 yards. Russell Wilson's just not the same guy. And I don't know if Justin Fields is good enough. I'm an Ohio State fan, so there's a bias towards Justin Fields. But I'm looking at Russell Wilson, and I'm like, man, this guy is not the guy that we thought he is over these last 10 years or so. He's just not that guy anymore. And then I thought, I was like, is Russell Wilson a Hall of Famer? He kind of played himself out of the Hall of Fame. If he had retired 5 years ago, right after they should have handed the ball to Marshawn Lynch, if he retired like a year after that, when they lost in the Super Bowl to the Patriots, Russell Wilson is likely a Hall of Famer. His first 8-9 years in the league, stats were elite. And he's kind of played his way out of the Hall of Fame. Kind of like how I think that Eli Manning sort of played his way out of the Hall of Fame. And he's always going to have the two W's in the Super Bowl against Brady. But I was thinking about the Hall of Fame. You had the Hall of Fame ceremony not too long ago. How many people that are in the NFL right now are truly Hall of Fame locks at the QB position? I mean, you know that Aaron Rodgers is going to the Hall of Fame, but he's near the end. I think the Jets will scratch out a 10-win or a 9-win season, and they'll lose in the first round of the playoffs. We know that Mahomes is going to the Hall of Fame. But other than those two, is there anyone in the NFL that's elite that you say that these are Hall of Fame guys? And what I'm setting up for, or I'm trying to drive the narrative, this is an era where there's just not a lot of elite talent at the quarterback position. There are a lot of good quarterbacks. Tua is a good quarterback. Dak is a good quarterback. Brock Purdy's kind of a good quarterback. Josh Allen is on the upper end of being good. He can be great at times. Lamar can be great at times, but still doesn't have the playoff resume. Joe Burrow's hurt every other week. We feel that he could be great, but are any of those guys Hall of Famers? Lamar maybe is trending because he has two MVPs, but it's not like the previous era where you had Peyton Manning going against Tom Brady, going against Drew Brees, Ben Roethlisberger, all definite locks for the Hall of Fame. We knew that they were Hall of Famers while they were playing. Then on the periphery, you had Eli, who's going to make the Hall of Fame, but not really an all-time great. You had Phillip Rivers. You had so many great quarterbacks from the previous generation. This is the generation of mediocrity. This is the generation of B to B-plus quarterbacks. And these guys are all getting paid out the wazoo, which removes, in my opinion, the drive and the interest in being an all-time great. Why would I be an all-time great if I'm making 60 M's a year, 55 M's a year? If I'm Deshaun Watson, I'm making 50 M's a year. I'm not even really that good. Why would I be studying film at 2 a.m. to get better? For what? This is a very interesting era of quarterback play. And I think with Mahomes being the only true sure shot, first ballot, all-time great, Mount Rushmore type of candidate, you can see Mahomes rip off a lot of Super Bowls because who's standing in his way? Nobody's afraid of Josh Allen. People are afraid of Joe Burrow, but he's hurt most of the time. Nobody's afraid of Tua. Maybe CJ Stroud is that dude. We don't know yet. It's just a very interesting era. Watching Russell Wilson evaporate over the last 3 years from going from someone that's like, man, this guy's a generational talent. This is a real amazing quarterback to what he is now. I think Russell Wilson's 34. He's not elderly. Quarterbacks are playing much longer now. But we're saying Jalen Hurts. Anyone believe that Jalen Hurts is a Hall of Fame candidate? I'll wait. Raise your hand. I just don't see any of these guys. I see a lot of mediocrity. And I'm picking the Lions. I'm going to talk about later on the show. I'm picking the Lions to win the Super Bowl. But that's just because of the law of averages says that Kansas City can't win it every year because of injuries, because of attrition, because people are doing Subway commercials, because whatever is going on. You know, you have some tragedy at the stadium that has a cloud over the team. But this era, Mahomes, man, Mahomes could win a lot of Super Bowls because there's literally nobody standing in his way. Paragon 7 Studios.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
We began searching for ways to not only feed, not only bridge the access to food, but how can we fight disease? Quite naturally, that required, it was a must that we figure out how to get fresh produce, crisp greens, leafy greens, and fruits and herbs and vegetables directly to the front door of those families that needed it the most. And so we finally come out with a solution. And we call that Full Cart Fresh. We have teamed up with some of the greatest people in America, our American farmers. And through working with a collaborative of farmers across multiple states, we have created Full Cart Fresh. So imagine this, you're at a farm, the produce is picked and prepared, and it's boxed in a Full Cart Fresh box at the farm. And then through our shipping and logistics program, we ship directly from the farm, directly to the front door of the most vulnerable families in America. We have got families and seniors and children around the country who are hungry and as well as hungry are really managing coping with serious illnesses and diseases. So come along, help us. Help feeding children everywhere through our Full Cart program and the launch of our new Full Cart Fresh. Help those families in need.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
The construction Timbs are classic in Philly and New York.
They are.
Connecticut.
James Lewis.
Never been to Connecticut, man.
Connecticut, Jersey,
you definitely
uptown,
from New York. You definitely
Manhattan,
from New York if you
Harlem.
Shouted out Connecticut.
You're listening to the Lance J Radio Network.
Healthcare goes beyond the walls of your UIO, and you could be a pathway for germs to spread to someone else or to the environment without even knowing it. Because we use our hands to touch almost everything, hands can be considered the universal pathway for germ spread. Germs that are found in reservoirs of the human body, like the skin, gut, respiratory system, and blood, can spread to surfaces, where they can be picked up by hands or devices and spread to other surfaces and people. That's why protocols for cleaning hands are in place for healthcare warriors to follow. Be a good relative and clean your hands before and after serving every client or patient. Let's keep our community safe. For more information, visit NCUI.org.
James Lewis.
There's so many people walking around with the Best Buy polo. Then you have the Sprint people. Then you have the Geek Squad people. Then you have
the Cox Cable
people.
Right.
So there are 38 people walking around at Best Buy doing absolutely nothing.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
Can we say
no? We can't. We can't say that. We cannot say that.
Okay.
We shouldn't say that. Okay. I'm not saying that.
You are listening to the Lance J Radio Network.